want to stress one word from verse 16 that will help us with what Brother Emil has been bringing before us. And it's a read here from the beginning of the verse. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law. And I'm stressing the word the. And I'd like you to put brackets around it or something in your Bible, because really the sense here is knowing that a man is not justified by the works of law, any law. This isn't simply now the law that was given to Moses in the Old Testament, but around us today, there are many laws being imposed, and it applies to all of them. So a man is not justified by works of any law that says, do this and you shall receive something else for it. But we know, that's the first word of the verse, knowing. We have full assurance that knowing that a man is justified before God by faith in him and not by anything else. And that's really what he's saying here. So just to help us in, when you're reading through, and not just thinking of that which is given to us as Old Testament scripture, that which is where Peter was turning back to in a sense. But now any law that is being imposed upon man for the rule of life.
I just wanted to, because yesterday I read a quote, and it really summarizes well what you just said, Brother Chuck. It says, the law told people what to do, but gave them no power to do it. It was given to reveal sin, not to be a savior, like Brother Emil said. So, it was really.
Thank you.
And you see, the difficulty in this day is captured in the verse 16 that says, knowing. They knew. Right? It was known to the apostles, it was known to the believers that a man could not be justified on the principle of the law, because the law condemns. And the law was weak, that it couldn't do anything for us. But we're justified on the principle of faith in the Lord Jesus. The Lord has come and he has satisfied the law. He was the only one that could satisfy every requirement under the law. And that is why we have in Romans chapter 5, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. He is the one who has done it all. You see, what has been introduced here again, and we want to remind ourselves, it is not only bondage, but it's the thought of me doing something. And doing ends in death. What could we do? Nothing. The law condemned us, sentenced us to death. Mm. But there was one, according to the principles in Romans, that when we were sentenced to death because the law, we broke every principle of the law, the Lord Jesus comes in at the sentencing stage and says, put it to my account. And so he has taken all of the offenses, and now our faith in him justifies us on the basis of his shed blood. That is the liberty that we have. And now, as Paul says, for if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. How am I going to go back? The things that have torn down, because we know that they cannot liberate us young people. Why would we want to take those things on again? And I believe that in our day and age, because we need to see how these things apply, that we hear all around us in Christendom, those that will tell us of things we have to do. It is that we live in the energy of the Spirit of God. It's not now about works according to the law. Because you know what works do? They weigh you down. They can be actually depressing. You know, you think of Hebrews, and one of the things that was associated with the law was a guilty conscience. It weighed me down. There was no liberty. But just being justified by his blood, that the guilt of what we once were has also been rolled away. It's been done with. So now if we sin, we confess our sins, and he's faithful and just to forgive us. Imagine why Paul had to meet this face to face. Imagine why he had to stand up. And I want to encourage us again, young brothers, young sisters, that we know the Word of God. Because if we don't know the Word of God, we can't raise a standard up against false teaching. And the Word of God says, and we'll get to this in our later studies, that a little leaven leavens the whole lump. So a little bit of error. Oh, what's the big deal that someone says, well, you know, say a couple of things and add, do a little work. What's the big thing to that? A little leaven, a little error, a little bacteria defiles the whole thing. And it will spread. And you see how Barnabas responded? You see how Peter? And these were gifted men, adults. And so what of us if we allow error to come in and it's not checked?
I want us to think. First. 15 through 18, 19 are the words of Paul to Peter.
Yes.
You might look at them and think of them as the words of God to us today. No, these are the words of God to Peter. So I want to repeat again, because Paul was a Jew. Yeah, Paul is a Jew, 15 to 19, really the end to the rest of the chapter. Those are Paul's words to the apostle Peter. The end of verse 16 was quoted, "By the works of the law shall no flesh be justified." This underlines what we've been saying since these readings began. The law cannot give life. The law cannot justify. All the law can do is to show you and I we have faults and we have problems. But I'm speaking now to those in this room who are believers. Look at what he says. He says, "While we seek to be justified by Christ, we also ourselves are found sinners." Let me tell you something. We sing the song, "I'm only a sinner saved by grace." I love that song. I'm going to tell you something. Scripture never, ever refers to you again as a sinner. Scripture refers to you as a saint of God. This is why it's so important that my walk here reflect the one that has died for me. I'm a saint of God. To the saints that are at Corinth, to the saints that are at Philippi, to the saints that are at Ephesus, to the saints that are at Rome, this is the ground that you and I have been placed upon as a saint of God. And so he says, "Peter, if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. For I," he's a Jew, "I'm a Gentile. I was never under the law. I didn't know about Moses. I didn't know about the tabernacle. I didn't know about the Red Sea. I didn't know about the Jordan River. None of these things meant anything to me as a Gentile. But to a Jew, they meant very much. I, through the law, am dead to the law." I've died. Christ died, and through his death,
I'm dead.
I went into death. He sent me back into this world as a living person after his resurrection. "I, through the law, am dead to the law, that I might live unto God." This is my present. This is where we are. This is going to help transform us from Galatians to Ephesians. That's where we want to end up. I don't want to walk out these doors as a Galatian. I don't want to leave Grove City as a Galatian. I want to leave Grove City as an Ephesian, a saint of God. I know where I stand. I know why I stand there. I know from the Word of God the principles, and I live and walk according to them today. We have 2 minutes or so. Somebody had a comment.